Remarks of the President, Malta, Montana, 30 September 1952.
Boys and girls, I have been asked to introduce the state candidates who are with the President's train, and I wish to present first our candidate for Lieutenant Governor, the Honorable Jack Toole from Shelby. Jack?
Howdy, folks.
I wish to present next our candidate for Congress from this, the 1st Congressional District, the Honorable Willard Frazier from Billings. Willard?
Hello, everybody.
I wish to introduce next our representative from the Western District and the next United States Senator from the state of Montana, the Honorable Mike Mansfield. And next, I am privileged to introduce our governor and himself a candidate for re-election, our John W. Bonner. John? We are pleased, too, that traveling with us today is our distinguished senior senator from the state of Montana, the Honorable James E. Murray. Senator Murray. And I want to present next the gentleman who, at Malta, will make the presentation of the President, our Attorney General and candidate for re-election, the Honorable Arnold H. Olson. Arnold?
Friends and neighbors, it is my great honor and pleasure to introduce to you the President of the United States, Harry S. Truman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Attorney General, for that introduction. I appreciate it. I'm also highly complimented and highly pleased to see this turnout here this morning. You know, coming across North Dakota and coming into Montana, people are just as cordial and fine to me as they possibly can be. And from the way they turn out and the way they seem to be interested in what I have to say, you'd think I was running for election. But it's easy to see that you people here in Malta are on your toes. I'm glad to know you've made a good recovery from the floods which hit here in the spring. That was a terrible disaster. I'm glad we were able to give you some emergency help from Washington. I guess you all are acquainted with the fact as to why I'm here. See, the President has four or five jobs centered in the one man. I'm working at one of those jobs now across the state of Montana as the head of the party which is in control of the government. The President of the United States is always the head of his party. I'm out here this time frankly campaigning as the head of the Democratic Party, trying to convince you that the Democratic ticket is the proper one to put into office again. You have one wonderful man running for senator in this state, the Honorable Mike Mansfield. I've known Mike ever since I've been in the Congress, or ever since he's been there, and he's been a real public servant. He understands the needs of the people, and he not only understands them, but he works for them. And if you send him there to join with Jim Murray, who is an able and one of the most able and distinguished senators in the United States Senate, Montana will be as well represented in the Senate as any other state in the Union. And it's to your interest to be that way. I've just become acquainted with William Frazier, the candidate for Congress in this district, and I hope you will send Mr. Frazier to the Congress to carry on where Mike will have left off in the House of Representatives to go to the Senate. I'm very much pleased to have the governor of the great state of Montana as my guest this morning on this train, and I know very well you're going to send him back to the capital of Montana to run the state. He's done a good job at it. Back in 1948, you people stood by me when the big interests were saying the Republicans had the election in the bag. I remember one pollster in that campaign decided that he wouldn't take any more polls after September the 9th, said the election was over and there wasn't any use going to the expense of holding it, that all they needed to do was just to inaugurate Mr. Dewey. Well, it didn't come out quite that way, if you remember, and you people believed with me that I could be elected, and I appreciate it very much. We licked the big interests in 1948, and we'll lick them again this year. If we stand together, as we have all the time. And 1952 is a key year in the welfare of this country and in the welfare of the world. If you do your duty, the country will be in safe hands for another 4 years, and that duty is to vote the Democratic ticket. I'm glad you're going to stand up and be counted this year for two of the greatest candidates the Democratic Party has ever had, Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. They're both wonderful men. Mr. Stevenson has been one of the great governors of one of the great states in this union. He understands administration, he understands how to run a government, and you make no mistake if you put him in there. Here in this area around Malta, you people are getting a lot of benefits from the Milk River Irrigation Project, so I'm told. And you're going to get a lot more from the new improvements that the Congress has authorized. You can thank Mike Mansfield for that and for a lot of other things which have helped you people in your state. Just about 3 months ago, I signed a bill which Mike sponsored to make it easier for the average farmer to pay for irrigation works on the Milk River Project. That bill also provided for nearly $1 million in federal help to put the works in first-class shape. That's what Mike Mansfield and the Democratic Party have been doing all along, helping the average person in this county to get the things he needs, but can't manage by himself. In my opinion, that's what the government's for. Republicans don't believe in helping the people of this country. They don't care about the development and prosperity of Montana. Their record in Congress is certainly proof of that. They were against just about everything you people out here want and need. And that situation is not confined to Montana. The Republicans are against anything that will help the common everyday man. They're for special interests and they don't make any bones about it. They seem to want to turn the clock back to William McKinley and the robber barons, 1948. You didn't fall for their line, and I know you're not going to fall for it this year either. I think the name of your town is a very good symbol of your determination to stand for what's right. I understand that Malta was named for that island in the Mediterranean Sea. I'm sure you all know the story of how that island of Malta took some of the heaviest blows from air bombardments during the Second World War. But the people carried on. They weren't scared, and they weren't fooled into surrender. I hope you resist the Republican blows and blowhards, particularly the blowhards, in the hot air bombardments in the same way. The Republicans are out to cut off the common people from their government, just like the enemy tried to cut off Malta during the war. Now it's up to you to keep this from happening. You've got to get out and vote for the party that always works for you, that always works for the people. I'm talking from historical facts. If you read the record, you'll find that all the good things that have come to your great state have been sponsored and put through during Democratic administrations. You'll find the Republicans trying to claim credit for those things, but if you'll read the record, you'll find that it points exactly the other way. You see, that record comes out in the Congressional Record. As I said a while ago, it's mostly fine print, and people don't like to read fine print. I'm asking you and praying with you that you read the fine print and understand just exactly what's needed to keep this country great. That's the reason I'm out here. You don't suppose I'd be going up and down the United States from one end to the other and across the crossways, except that the people need convincing of what is in their own interests. When you vote in November, you're voting for yourselves. And if you vote for yourselves, you can't do anything else but send Stevenson and Sparkman to the White House and elect a Democratic ticket in Montana. Do that, and the country will be safe for another 4 years. Thank you. I've got a young lady traveling with me. It's my daughter. I suppose you'd like to meet Margaret.